Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004. Point number 2. Bab Dada wants that no one should make any excuse such as it is because of this or because of this, and this is why there is this bondage. Do not become a problem, but become an embodiment of solutions. You also have to make your companions this, because you are seeing the condition of the times. Sounds of corruption are increasing so much. Corruption and assaults are going into the extreme. So the flag of greatness, becoming elevated, should first be hoisted in the minds of every Brahmin soul. Only then will it be hoisted in the world. So Baba is saying, Bab Dada wants that no one should make any excuses. What are the excuses? It is because of this, or because of this, and this is why there is this bondage. Do not become a problem, but become an embodiment of solution. Samadhan Swarup. Become an embodiment of solution, do not become a problem. So Baba is talking about excuses, pretexts, excuses, Bahane, what we call in Hindi. So I was thinking, in this path of Purusharth, in this path of efforts, intense efforts, even intense efforts makers sometimes come up with so many excuses. Lot of excuses. If we check ourselves, we will find that at present we have a list of excuses. Because of these reasons, we are not able to do Purusharth. Because of these reasons, we are not able to do powerful Amrit Vela. Because of these reasons, we are not able to churn Murli. Because of these reasons, our stage is not very good. Because of these reasons, our stage keeps on fluctuating. Because of these reasons, we get influenced by others. Because of these reasons, I am so much disturbed. Because of these reasons, I am confused. Because of these reasons, I am not able to take any proper decision in life. Always sitting on that brink of indecisiveness. Because of this reason, all these things are happening. The moment if somebody points out to you, this is why you are doing, you have a ready-made answer with you. Because of this reason. So, the question is, what are the topmost and most favorite excuses or reasons, pretexts, Brahmins give? First and foremost is health. We'll take out about 12 excuses. We'll take out about 12 excuses, 12 reasons which Brahmins give. The first reason is health. What is the explanation in that? My health is not good. I feel lot of what? Weakness, tiredness, restlessness, uneasiness, headache, abdominal pain, backache. So all the health reasons. My weather, that is a different reason. First we will think about what are the health reasons. So first and the foremost thing is health. So many medicines I have to take and the side effects, that is why I am not able to do anything. Sleep is different. Health. Okay, you want to include sleep is little, we will take at a separate point. So first and foremost is health. Most importantly, we need to understand that it all depends on the mind. Everything depends on our mindset. What is our, even if there is a disease, what is my attitude towards that disease? If that disease, though it's very small, but we just magnify it, we have a tendency to exaggerate our own diseases. We have a tendency to give too much importance to them. That is why they appear so gigantic. They appear so beautiful, so terrifying. Though they are not so much, but our mindset, our attitude, our perspective, our viewpoint, our thinking towards them is like this. They are as if a big giants coming from all different directions. So we need to understand whatever diseases are there, what is our attitude towards them, those diseases, why they are coming. and what are the benefits, what are the advantages of that particular disease, what that disease has taught me. There are many, at present there is one actress in Indian cinema, I will not name, and she was a very good actor, and suddenly she contracted cancer, and she was having, I will say, she was at the zenith of her career in Indian cinema, and all of a sudden she contracted cancer, and then she started taking treatment for it, and then she went abroad, and there she completed her chemotherapy and everything, and she has recounted her experience after that. She said that, I used to think that all this tinsel world is mine, but here nobody is anybody's. I understood what were their attitude towards me. Hardly anybody came to see me. Hardly anybody bothered to ask me how I am. She just mentioned 2-3 names. Ki these are the only people who came and asked me. And I realized this truth of life. I was living under an illusion. And this disease helped me to break free of that illusion. The reality of life is different, and what is shown on the silver screen is different. So we need to understand the truths of life. What is shown there, that is all drama, that is all imagination, that is all commercial, that is all business. All the overwhelming emotions which they show there. But in fact, if you look behind the screen, nothing is like that. It is just hogging the audience, just hogging the limelight. That is what it is made for. So we need to understand this. So all the diseases, they teach you something. They teach you those truths of life which thousands of books and all the libraries of the world will not teach you. So experience, they give you experience, they give you truths, they impart you great lessons of life. So first reasons, but that doesn't mean that you keep on giving reasons of health. My health is not good, my this is not good. Many people come to our OPD and they say, my liver is not good working. How do you know liver is not working? Your reports are all right. Because somebody has said that you are having this problem, probably your liver is not working. So we do all the tests. We do ultrasound and we do all the blood tests and we show them everything is all right. So, but they are not convinced. They say, my liver is not working. It is abnormal. It has got some problem. So very difficult to convince sometimes. So first is health. Second, busy. I have no time. So second is time. First is your health. Second is time. Just as that ostrich mentality. Though ostrich mentality is a different word in English language. Ostrich mentality means when there is a danger, you bury yourself into the sand. That is usually politicians use this. Such thing. This is a word from politics. They use that you have an ostrich mentality. But Baba has used yesterday in a different manner. They keep on giving excuses. You tell them to fly. They say, I am bird. I am animal. Camel. And when you tell them to carry load, they say, how can I? I am a bird. So they have reasons ready with them. So second reason is time. W.H. Davis has written a poem, what is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare, no time to stand beneath the bough and stare as long as sheep and cow. A poor life, this is full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. What a life we are leading, the poet says. We have no time. Look at the cow. How she sits under the bough, under that tree, and stares as long as sheep and cow. We have no time to stay like that. But we are so much busy, we are so much engrossed. This is a wild goose chase. There is a cutthroat competition around, and we don't know where we are running, but we are just running and running and running, always in tearing hurry, not understanding where we are going. So that is there. So second is time. We have to steal time. We have to take out time. Time is not going to come. We have to make time. Procrastination is thief of time, it is known as. Procrastination means vilam, talmatol, or to make delay. That is an attitude that steals time. This is a saying in English. Procrastination is thief of time. And Charles Darwin has added one thing. Arrest him. Collar him. Collar it. Collar it means to hold by collar. Arrest it. Procrastination is thief of time. He had added one more. Arrest it. So, time. You cannot give the reasons for time. You have reasons for doing all the chit-chats. You have reasons for all the gossips. You have reasons for... You have time for watching television. You have time for indulging in all the wasteful things. And you have no time for Gyan Charcha. You have no time for churning of knowledge. You have no time for Gyan discussion. And you have time for all the worthless things of the world. How can you give reasons for time? So second is time. Third? Resources. I have less resources, less facilities. That's why I am not able to do. So we have become so much dependent on so many resources or facilities of science. So third is that. Fourth? Weather. Atmosphere. Weather is not good. How can I do? I don't feel like to get up. I feel a sort of sloth or laziness in this weather. Let this rainy season go away. After that I will start intense purusharth. Once this rainy season is gone, because nowadays, you know, whenever you go out, your clothes get wet and you have to change clothes, you have to wear raincoats, you have to carry umbrella. And morning, Amritvela, we used to go to Madhuban. But now we don't, there is a rain, how can I go out of my room? So you have a lot of reasons for weather. There are wild animals. Bears are there. What should I do? I have so many things. So I find it difficult. So third is this. Then next. Bondages. I have this bondage. I have that bondage. Bondages. Another is responsibility. I have this responsibility. I have this. You are good. You have no responsibility. I have to stay awake whole night. I have night duty. I have night shifts. I have rotating duties. Morning, sometimes evening, sometimes night. I have to do, I have to earn, I have to do jobs at two places. Arjun, I have to do jobs at two places. So, responsibility, bondages, then? These are true reasons. So, out of those true reasons, true purusharth should arise, not excuses. Because efforts, intense efforts, it is not that we are, Baba is trying to turn us into a sannyasi, that you have to give up things and go. No, you have to stay there. That's actually Baba is creating a new brand of sannyas. Those sannyasis Baba want, who do not renounce the world, but they stay in the world and yet they are not of the world. They are in the world, but they are untouched by the world. They are in the world, but they are like lotus. Baba wants a gang of such sannyasis who are in the world, but not in the world. Who are doing all the works. Baba also wants to set up an example of karma yogis. He doesn't want you to become one who gives up everything. And he is only just lecturing or only this. No. You keep on doing your laukik work, your job, your duties, your responsibilities, and then do this. That is known as Mahavir. Otherwise you are simply Veer, not Mahavir. Okay, then what are the other factors?
My nature,
some reasons regarding nature and sanskars. Okay, then helplessness. I can't do because I am helpless. Other is inability. I want to do, but I can't do. It's not that I don't want to do, but my intellect is weak. My mind is weak. My thought power is weak. My bodily strength is weak. Means inability. That is inability. Other is boredom. Excuse? I want to do, but I'm bored. How much to do? And how long to do? How much to continue it? Is there any limit? I have been doing it for years together, but I don't see any progress. and doing the same thing, same long drawn out, same tedious job, same, has injected a sense of boredom. Other is hopelessness. I have tried, it didn't work. So the reasons for hopelessness. That is inability. Others, you can add this into dependence. There is no support. So sanskars of dependency are there. I want somebody else with me. Then I can do. Otherwise I don't. I want guidance. I want support. Nobody cooperates. Here everybody is selfish. Everybody is busy in their own purusharth. Nobody is bothered about others' purusharth. If you see, one sister had called me and she was saying, in this Brahmin family, everybody is so selfish. I don't know whom to ask. Because whosoever I see, that person is busy in his own purusharth, in overcoming his own weaknesses. And they have no time to overcome the weakness of others. So, that is one thing. Then there are some spiritual excuses. Inability may that will come. Others, there are two spiritual excuses. One is fate. That is my fate, what should I do? My bhagya. I have tried everything, but ultimately this is what is in my fate. And I have to accept what is there. It's not that I have not tried. I have tried, I have done everything, but this is what I got. Ultimately, so fate. And the most spiritual reason, drama. Once you use that, it is actually a sort of, it has got a universal acceptance in this family. It's the best weapon to use, to hide yourself, to cover your, to dress up your, just as they dress up the crime scenes, no? So that is known as dressing up crime scenes. So to dress up, to cover up, to conceal, to hide your weaknesses, your shortcomings, your sanskars, this is the most powerful weapon which Brahmin use. It's like a Brahmastra. Once you use that, nobody can say anything to you. You give it, you make it appear that you are very jnani when you use this word. It's as per drama, because that also is showing your attitude of surrender towards God. One, that is also showing your hold over knowledge, that you are using words of knowledge. You are not using those worldly words. Your humbleness. So this is the most powerful weapon Brahmins use. Drama. It's there in drama. It's written in drama. Drama is like that. So this is actually misuse of the word drama. There is one Avyakta Murli where Baba has said, who can use the word drama? Not everyone. Anyone who is soul conscious and who is on Srimad alone can use the word drama. Otherwise you are not entitled, you have no right, no authority to use the word drama. You can't say the word drama. Just like that. Every right, left and center you are using the word drama. Anything happens, drama. Anything happens, drama. Your negligence, your neglect, you cannot termed as drama. So stop, this is a mistake, grammatical mistake. They are using drama as a noun in wrong places of purusharth. So, in what? Yeah, that will come to that another. At present we are at drama. So, drama is an excuse which is widely given in this Brahmin family. So, to use this word, though we look like jnani, but actually it is not being jnani. That this is in drama, just forget it, it is in drama. When it is in drama, even there is no need to say that it is in drama. When you have to say, it means you have yet not accepted within, and then you are trying to say it out from outside. You are trying to paint. But no. Drama is such a deep thing. It is a deep realization. This word is so precious word, it is so valuable, so important word. Don't demean, don't devalue, don't belittle its importance, but by just using it in casual manner. It's a very, in this Brahmin life, this is a very elevated word, drama. So So its use also should be in that manner. You have to be little miserly in the use of the word drama, not be liberal. Okay, so this is one excuse. Then, codes and conducts of this world. Codes and conducts of this world. That can come in bondage also, but we can still take it as separately. So, codes and conducts of this world. Because of this thing, I cannot do efforts. Because I have to conform to the rules and regulations of the society, of the religion, from where I am hailing from my background. I cannot break free of those rules and regulations of the society, of the nation, or whatever, of that religion. So that is one. Then, what are the other excuses?
Use Baba's point.
Excuses. What are the excuses? That is a little different point. Excuses. I don't have money, so that will come in resources, but one of the resources is money, but still poverty can be taken as a different. Poverty. Because of poverty I am not able to do. So you mean to say that those who are rich are doing purushartha? Purushartha has nothing to do with money. It can be done in the, it can be done in the hut, so it can also be done in the palaces. It can be done everywhere, it has nothing to do with that. Outside resources. Then, what are the excuses? 10 finished or 12 finished? 14th. Any other excuses? Bahana, excuses of not doing purushartha. I am not getting good company. I don't have the company of good purushartis. I don't have good companies. The moment I get company, I will just jump. I will make progress by leaps and bounds. But at present, I don't have. Then, what else? Laziness. Yeah, that is somebody said already. I am not getting cooperation. Laziness, slothfulness, carelessness. Actually, these are all, it's different only. Okay, then. To have a fixed viewpoint about things. That you have seen bad experiences. Yeah, bad experiences. You have gone to center, you did not get good response or something like that. You had any bad experiences and whole life you keep on reciting, quoting that experience everywhere for not doing purusha. Because I got this experience. People came to Madhuban, people come to Madhuban, probably they did not get good seat or good accommodation for various reasons. And then later on they decide no need to go there. Now we will see Baba on television only. We need not to go. Many people don't come to Madhuban for just this reason. So that is the thing. Then? Well, then said. That comes in codes and conducts and fears of the world or society. Then? That's it. So, these are all the list of excuses, pretexts, reasons, lame excuses rather, which we give. Actually, one who wants to do will not be cowed down by any of these excuses. One who wants to go, he just goes ahead and ahead and ahead and ahead and ahead, fearlessly. As I said yesterday, the flight of alone to the alone. You don't need anybody. Rather, having somebody can become a bondage. It's better that you are alone. It's better that you are poor. It's better that you don't have resources. It's better that nobody is helping you. This thing itself will become a reason to do intense, powerful purushartha effort. Om Shanti.